You are listening to Christ Realization Radio, where you will discover the reality in the essence of your presence. With programs brought to you by Project New Humanity Communications.
You are listening to Turning Points and Transformations with your host, Brian Wright. Will today be the day that you have your breakthrough in consciousness? It is time to be uplifted.
Joy to you, friends. This is Brian Rice, coming to you on the Resurrected Radio Network. As you heard at the beginning of the show, here on Christ Realization Radio. It's taken shape in many forms. It's been in existence since 2010 under different names with many different hosts and programming, all inspiring, all seeking to do the same thing, to speak from what is a universal curriculum, rather the eternal religion of Sanatana Dharma, transcending any one tradition. Many of the programs I've hosted in the past on Turning Points and Transformations have had to do with topics such as yoga, yoga philosophy, kundalini yoga, A Course in Miracles, the second coming of Christ by Paramahansa Yogananda. While those have been in programs such as The Christ Within or Samadhi of the Christ, this program, Turning Points and Transformations, is unique unto itself, for it seeks to draw from wisdom from many traditions and speak about things that are relevant to you and to your plan and path of awakening to truth. So we're not limited to one text, one scripture, but I tend to use A Course in Miracles quite a bit because I think it is a path to God realization, self-realization, or what I call Christ realization. It's a philosophical treatise, not a dogma, nor a fixed set of beliefs that you're supposed to adhere to. Rather, it gives practical mystical insights that you can apply to your life, centering around the idea of forgiveness in transcending fear through love. The reality of love is all there is, really. It's the only thing that is true, as is stated in the introduction of A Course in Miracles. Love is all there is, and it can have no opposite. Fear is called its opposite, but fear is not real. Today's program will go into the idea that there is nothing else at all in essence or creation or truth that can be opposed to love. Nothing. And the title of today's show is the reality of who, what, and where you are.
Well, what are you? Who are you? You are Christ. Some people would call it the self, the true self, the higher self, the Atman in Eastern traditions and Hindu traditions.
Where are you? In the real world beyond the physical.
What warrants such a discussion about reality? Well, we manufacture something that we call reality through perception, through that primal act of having attempted to separate from the love and wholeness and oneness and completed aspect of God. We sought to reject our oneness because we thought there could be something else. The something else that we seek for is our own private individual experience, which we often try to call it creation or manifestation. I was going to say self-manifestation or self-actualization. What I want to spend a great deal of time talking about on this network here and now in 2018 and beyond is reestablishing the connection with that Christ nature. And when I say Christ, I'm not speaking simply of a person, not the person known as Yeshua or Jesus. I'm talking about a presence, an intelligence, an essence, a reflected light nature, an anointing. The real presence and life force of who you are is the Christ. You are that. You are a son or daughter of God. You are created in perfect oneness in heaven. You reside in heaven. You always have, but seem to be experiencing cycles of birth and rebirth, or birth and death, reincarnation, coming back to this place we call a world, which we try to name as reality, when in fact it is but an illusion. That's according to A Course in Miracles. You don't have to believe that to listen to the programming on this network. I'm only here to try and get you to ask questions, to search, to continue to find nuggets of wisdom that you can take on your journey. It's not in any way meant to confine anybody. Not this network is not meant to confine anybody to one tradition, as I was saying earlier. You could also say much of what we are about on this network is divine realization or theosis, divinization. knowing that you are divine. That is your true nature. So there's two voices you can listen to if we stick with the philosophy of A Course in Miracles. And again, let's not get attached to terms. There is the Holy Spirit, and there is the ego. Again, Holy Spirit can be called higher self, true self, inner wisdom, universal inspiration, higher mind, true self, while the ego can be called the false self, or our bestial nature. Where we seek to be independent of God, the divine presence, that is. So if there's still a question in your mind of who you are, it is not the self you have made. It is the self which was created by the divine, residing in, now, always, and forever, in that Enoch state of paradise, oneness, a state of awareness, where all is one. All is in union, where we are in communion with God. Your personality, the self you think you are, the little self, the small mind, the ego thought system, is but an illusion. It is something that you have made. And A Course in Miracles speaks about creation versus making. And we're really meant to be co-creators with God, with the divine, with the allness. But in order to try to assert our independence and to try to become more than God and try to usurp the power of God, we make things. We make self-concepts, ideas about ourselves, self-definitions, and then we call that who we are. Those images that we make. Our self-definitions come from lack, fear, scarcity, and guilt. I'm not here to make you feel guilty. On Turning Points and Transformations in this network and other programs, I'm hopefully here to give you permission to be liberated from guilt. And this is coming from somebody who was extremely, extremely scrupulous in my 20s. I kept my priests in business. I was in the confessional, confessing quote-unquote sin or sins or things that I thought I did that would leave some sort of mark on my soul, trying to obtain and attain and receive absolution or freedom from self-imposed torment, from affliction, all created by my ego. And we all do that. Christianity in its mainstream focuses a great deal upon these sins or infractions. Sin means missing the mark. Course in Miracles calls it absence of love. But sin is not real. We just make mistakes. We make errors. We choose illusions, things that are not true. We choose against our Christ nature, our Atman nature, our higher self nature, our true self nature. We choose against it. When we feel insecure, again lacking, it's that scarcity principle where we think we need something to be complete, when in reality we are already whole. At the top of every show, the question is asked of you, will today be the day you have your breakthrough in consciousness? Well, we're not going to go into the mechanics of consciousness or perception or of the ego mind, how it was made, what it is. Because the ego loves that. The ego loves to talk about itself. What we need to do in order to have a breakthrough in consciousness, or in awareness is a better word, in awareness, is to challenge what we have made, which are known as appearances. That's a word used in the Course. Forms, the changeable, or the changing. You are changeless. You are the changeless son and daughter of God, the Almighty, the son and daughter of the divine allness. And that divine allness is beyond all gender and beyond all form. So, if we are one with our source and are beyond all form, we too are formless. And that makes the form unreal, while the formlessness of spirit, of potential, the actuality of who we are, the Christ, which Course in Miracles says is the one Son of God, who we all are, why do we manufacture a reality, or can't call it reality? Why do we manufacture a substitute for reality, rather? Because we were afraid. And this is happening now, as it did a long time ago, or appeared to happen a long time ago. That's the good news. The good news is it really didn't happen. The separation from God really didn't happen. The creation of the world, this universe, this earth, this place, this dwelling place that we appear to be in, did not really happen. It's an illusion. Time and space are an illusion. The real world, where you are, is still in heaven. And heaven isn't necessarily a place. It is a state of awareness of perfect oneness. A state of awareness of perfect oneness. And we won't go into the metaphysics of A Course in Miracles or other non-dualistic teachings necessarily, but we need to learn to distinguish between who we really are versus who we really aren't, what we really are versus what we really aren't, are not, rather, and where we are, really, in reality, versus where we think we are. We weren't content with being Christ. So in a certain sense, you can say we like the biblical or the understanding of the fallen angel of Lucifer in Christianity, who chose not to serve God and became what now is given so much attention as a demon, a devil, something diabolical, something evil. We're all, in a sense, like fallen angels. We turned our back on God. And Helen Schuckman, the scribe, well, the one who took down A Course in Miracles from The Voice, which she said was Yeshua Jesus, in her original handwritten notes, talked about that. That what we've come to experience has been like a fall from that fall from grace. The separation has been like us being a fallen angel. But we're not a fallen angel. We're still the pure, radiant, eternal, loved, unchanging, undefiled, perfect son and daughter of God. In every moment, we can give birth, like Mother Mary in heaven did to Yeshua, the awakened brother, who calls us to a journey of awakening in A Course in Miracles. A journey that he completed, a journey that he says we can take and shall take and should take and will take. Because that is the will of God. That is what we want to do, really, in reality. That is our will, too. So we're not in the substitute reality known as the universe, Earth, time and space. We're in that Edenic state of oneness, singing a beautiful hymn with a chorus of angels and light beings. As one whole, one continuous whole, one ever expansive, never ending whole, infinite, beyond measure. What are you? The Christ, the true self. You are pure inner wisdom. And so we should let inner wisdom guide us. Each person has the teacher within them. When we appeared to separate from God, and I say we, because it was the collective ego, and then we did it each time and do it each time we choose to come back to Earth through birth. Where there's a script written of what we think should occur in life, in the illusion of life, rather, here on Earth. Or if you're other beings from other terrains, let's just leave it at that, other planets maybe, who are we to rule that out? And who are we to rule out other aspects of what we call reality, other realms, dimensions? The Christian Kabbalah and the Kabbalah of Judaism speaks of various universes being manifested through the act of creation. Now, I don't have the complete and whole understanding of it, of that teaching, those teachings. And I'm not an expert in that by any means. But why couldn't we have created other universes? Other galaxies. We created other planets. Some spiritual teachers and astrophysicists have spoken of island universes out there. Again, from a Course perspective, these would be alternative realities where form may be manifest. Or life, as it's called in a scientific paradigm, from that point of view, in a biological sense, something that can be studied, that's dense, that's matterward. Matter bound by laws not created by God, but by the ego. Now, just a personal note. It's taken me over 15 years to actually get through the text
of A Course in Miracles. Why do I say that? Why do I share that? Why do I think that's important? Well, I was only ready for certain aspects of the Course to be transmitted to me by Holy Spirit, by higher self, by higher mind, by inner wisdom, by the inner teacher, by the Christ mind. Awakening can't be forced upon us. It comes from above, and it comes from within. But getting back to reality and substitute realities and why we did it in the first place. Yes, I may have digressed and maybe going in circles. But when we forgot or disassociated from who we are, the Christ, the Son of God, the Son and daughter of God. The Course uses masculine terminology, and I'm not too fond of that, but its purpose, in my opinion, doesn't really matter at all, really. But its purpose is to say that we are all the same. We are not male and female. We are not these individual bodies appearing as men and women with different skin colors, coming from different heritages and races. All these differences that we see in the world, all this multiplicity, all this, all these forms, all these appearances, as I said before, are not real. It goes back to we are the Christ. We are the self. We are the Atman. And when we forgot that, and we thought that there was something beyond God that we could have, and something beyond Christ that we could be, we gave in to what was called the tiny mad idea. So from madness came this alternative experience. Let's call it experience. Let's not use the word reality. Let's not give the ego its gratification or the satisfaction. I take a moment, I pause, and I ask Yeshua Jesus to come to be present here with all of us. As an older brother, as an enlightened being, as an equal, an equal, but as the awakener, to take control of this show. Yeshua, what do you want to be said and shared and talked about from this point forward? I believe what he wants,
us to do is focus on what the simple fact that nothing that appeared to happen, or that we thought we did, or anything that we thought we did to God or to other people and to ourselves never really occurred. Now, you might say, if you're somebody listening to this and haven't ever been exposed to A Course in Miracles or to anything non-dual in nature, you might say, well, how can you say that? This experience here in this world seems to be so real. You know, what about the bills that have to be paid? What about the insurance bill that has to be paid, the taxes that have to be paid? What about the need to buy clothes? That's all very real, isn't it? Well, we're told not to worry about those things, though we have to survive in this world, to live in this world. It's a necessary part, but it's not the entire picture. It's not the be-all, end-all. It's not all that is. It's not what we should give our full attention to. We should be in alignment. Alignment with reality, first and foremost. Know where we are. Know who we are. Know what we are. And then everything else will fall into place. If we know that we are Christ and we are seeing through the eyes of Christ, which the Course calls Christ vision, and if we see our brother the way God sees us and our brother or sister, if you want to use that term, which I like to, just to keep it from sounding one-sided or biased. So God sees you a certain way. Always has. Always will. And we're to see our brother and sister, the person who really is our Savior, the person who we think is our enemy, is our Savior. The person to which we project guilt onto is really one who's meant to deliver us and to give us salvation or liberation. Salvation's a word that's overused, even though it's used in A Course. And this podcast, this show is coming from Course teachings. But again, I don't want to limit the scope of what is known as the universal curriculum, which is not limited to the over 1,000-page revelation known as A Course in Miracles in all the various books that it exists in. Those words itself are mere symbols, and they just try to help us undo false thinking, erroneous perception, the substitute reality, take the veil off from in front of, roll it up, take it out of the way from the substitute reality so that reality itself can be shown to us. The reality of oneness, of changelessness, of purity, of undifferentiated oneness. The eternal existence. We make laws. With the ego mind, the limited mind, the small mind, the fractured mind, the false self, the self-grasping nature, the ego illusion. So we make illusions to make us feel better about ourselves, to hide and try to compensate for the guilt we feel, this immense unconscious guilt we feel about having, so we thought, rejected God. And created a different existence. Again, an alternative reality. People today are now really into virtual reality, creating these alternative realities that you seem to be able to live in. A dream within a dream. It's a word I haven't used very much in this show. But this is a dream. You are dreaming. Even you hearing me now, you are dreaming this. But in the dream can come a light that can be turned on. You can have an aha moment. Illumination can occur. Gnosis or divine realization can occur. And you can realize who and what you really are and where you really are, which is where you never left, the heavenly dwelling place, the Edenic state of bliss. We want to awaken from the dream. We want to undo illusions. Recognize through true perception, or even beyond that, through knowledge or gnosis, what is real and what isn't. And you hear the word idolatry used in religious circles. Going back to ancient times, the word idols is used in the course. They're things we really, really, really thought we wanted, but we never really did. Where we have sought completion because we have felt incomplete, fractured, broken. We've wanted to heal from our brokenness, from our suffering, from our pain, from our afflictions. We've wanted to wake up so bad. At the same time, we've tried so hard to erase that guilt that we feel for having chosen this place where we are, or we seem to be, rather. Not where we are, but where we seem to be. Known as this world, that we tried to substitute for eternity. Now, miracles allow us to change the way we view how we live in this world. And they help us to wake up. Miracles, if you remember from the miracles principles, are spoken of as interpersonal. They're not just something to do to make yourself superhuman. There's something that involves communication with or interaction with other human beings, other souls, other spirits, other minds, what the Course calls our brother. Again, our brother is our savior. So you are not different from your brother. You are your brother. Your brother is the bringer of salvation. Because your brother mirrors to you who you are, the perfect son and daughter of God, the Christ. If you see your brother as guiltless, if you see your brother or sister as innocent, you will be able to see the innocence in you. You will be able to start healing the unconscious guilt that you feel. You'll start to be able to unpackage the subconscious, deep repressed feelings, emotions, and thoughts that we carry with us, which take the form of guilt. And then we give out things such as lack, as I mentioned earlier in the show, scarcity, thinking we're not worthy of abundance or love or grace or all the good things that come from the Father beyond any gender. God is not anthropomorphic. God does not have a form. God is not a person. Neither are you. You're not an individual. That's something that's hard to digest, hard to get used to, an idea that's somewhat foreign to us. Because we've grown up in a culture, in a world that prides itself upon being unique and one of a kind. That's an illusion. We came here to be special. The Course speaks of specialness. Because we weren't content with changeless love. Changeless love didn't satisfy us. So we tried to find completion outside of ourselves. Hence, we projected a world outside that we appear to be in, having experiences, making choices. It's really all a big hallucination. What you see out there is a reflection of your thoughts. And keep in mind that you are a thought in the mind of God. If that's the case, and ideas leave not their source, like the Course says, then there's no way we can be the product of our hallucinations, of our projections, of the image making that we take part in. So really, discernment is an ongoing process. We have to ask, is this from the ego or the Holy Spirit, to discern what is real versus what is unreal? Am I seeing through the eyes of Christ, through Christ's vision? Or am I speaking or acting in accordance with the voice for God, the Holy Spirit, or universal inspiration? Or am I speaking from a very small and cut-off, separated self? Sacred Heart of Yeshua, Jesus, bless us all in this moment. As we ponder these things, ponder these thoughts. It's really encouraging and damn great news. Excuse my choice of words, but I'm just trying to get your attention. It is great news that what we seem to manufacture never really happened, never really occurred. It's a figment of our imagination. It is a grand hallucination. It's a script being played out that we wrote, where we tried to be special, where we tried to be separate, where we tried to be different, where we tried to be individuals, where we tried to be unique, where we tried to be more than God, where we tried to create on our own, which the Course really would call making, which is not the same as co-creating with God. Co-creation takes place in eternity. We're called to extend love because we are love. We're called to be love because we are love. And everything that we see and encounter with other people and in our own lives, in our own decision making, in our own thought process, is either love or a call for love. But oftentimes we tend to be experiencing life, or what we think is life, through the lens of fear, as we mentioned earlier in the show. Fear, again, in the opening of the Course, is said to be the opposite of love, but what is all-encompassing can have no opposite, so love really doesn't have an opposite. So anything that comes from fear, or from terror, or from panic, or from anxiety, or worry, or stress, or anger, or indifference, or depression, or sadness, is from the ego. Because eternal bliss is our nature. Peace is our nature. Joy is our nature. Joy is our essence. Joy is who we are. We've always been joy. And it's joy to which we seek to return. And we seek that by becoming one with the Christ. One in being, one in truth, walking with and walking, holding the hand and being guided by the Christ mind, which is the Holy Spirit, which was God's answer for the separation, for that primal error in judgment that happened immediately after we separated or tried to separate ourselves from God. That's called the atonement. And many of you already know that. And Yeshua Jesus is in charge of the atonement, at least according to the curriculum of A Course in Miracles. And his atonement was established by not his crucifixion, but by his resurrection. So, when we appear to transition in this life, from this life rather, here on earth, or wherever we may dwell, or seem to dwell, again, it's all a matter of how you use your words. And words, again, are but symbols. They cannot describe love. We can only seek to try to remove the blockages to the awareness of love's presence. Love cannot be explained. Love cannot be taught. It can be shown to us. Again, through revelation, experiences of God contact, union and communion with God. Experiences of that oneness of which we already are a part of. And we have those experiences from time to time to help renew us and encourage us along the journey to keep on moving ahead. Keep on the path of awakening to returning to the heart of God. Just completed that book by Robert Perry from The Circle of Atonement, an outreach. Wonderful book. I give it 5 stars. I will go back and read that multiple times and use that as a study resource because he outlines the whole seeming fall from grace, the state from which we came and were in, then the fall from it, and then that trip back towards heaven that we seem to have to walk. Because we live in a realm of perception. And perception is not reality. If I haven't said that already, perception is not reality. It's an interpretation. We all have our own interpretation of what life is. The ego tells us these things. Life is love. Love is all there is. Love is all there is. So be not afraid. I just owned up to this in a course I'm taking. I thought it would be great to keep a catalog of all the times that the word fear was used in the pages of the text and workbook, manual for teachers, and the supplements of the course. And I tried to keep up with them all, quote them all, and I was going to, I guess, somehow make a flashcard for all the quotes to see just how many times the word fear is used. But what I was doing was looking through the lens of fear. I was trying to master my fears instead of seek mastery through love. Because most of the time when the word fear is used in the course, it's used to describe that separated condition. The state of alienation we seem to experience. So, to add to the title of this show, I had said who, what, and where you are, the reality of who, what, and where you are. I could add and where you're going, but you're not going anywhere because you haven't went anywhere. That, again, is good news. You haven't went anywhere. You're still in the bosom, still in the embrace, still in the Father's house. And in the Father's house, there are many mansions, as the Bible speaks of. Yeshua was said to have said that. Many dwelling places. Don't get attached to the word mansions and what it connotes, such as forms, because again, in the reality of who we are formless. We have no shape. We're part of an endless light continuum, a truth continuum that just keeps going and expanding outwards. It's a fullness. In Gnostic teachings, it's called the Pleroma. And it's a really cool thing to try and imagine as we are called to extend and join with other people on our journey. People in this that we encounter in this world, and we're called to have holy encounters. Yes, remember that. Don't forget that. But we are emanations of God. Creations and emanations can be used interchangeably. We radiate out from the heart of God, the mind of God. And we want to be at the end of the spectrum that's so far away from God in what's closest to the experience known as density or being matter-bound. Why are we so content with that? And why do we call those appearances in that matter-bound world, in this matter-bound world, reality when it's not? Well, we needed someone to tell us that that's not reality. We needed a radical shake-up of our paradigm and worldview, and of our point of view from which we view ourselves, God, and our purpose. Our purpose is union. Our purpose is love. Our purpose is to forgive. This undoes the whole illusion. Forgiveness undoes illusions. Practice it as a means towards God realization, towards realizing God in your life, towards realizing the Christ in your life, the self, the true self of who you are, the essence of your presence. We talked a lot about guilt and how we feel guilty at the root of our, and the root of our guilt is causing us to project. We project guilt onto others. We project the guilt that we feel. And the punishment that we feel we're deserving of for having made the choice to reject God and try to create a world where we could be hiding and separate from God. I lost my train of thought, but what I really want to do in wrapping up here is say forgive. Forgive yourself and forgive your brother for what never happened. There is no past, as the workbook says. There is only the eternal moment of now, which is called the holy instant. And when we live in that moment outside of time and space, we are living in reality. So the holy instant is a gateway to reality. And teachings on the holy instant is a show worthy of itself, worthy of its own focus, rather. So friends, I thank you for having been present and just going with the flow here, wherever it has seemed to take us. You are love. You are Christ. You are home. You never left. You have nothing to feel guilty about. You don't need to punish yourselves or other people, because you think you are unworthy of that love. You are worthy. You are worthy. You've never done anything to change how God feels about you. I should add that. God does not condemn. Never has, never will. So God has no need to forgive us. Forget about that whole image of a wrathful God who seeks vengeance. Won't happen, will never happen. God doesn't enter our dream and experience our madness. The only justice there is that we experience and can experience and should experience is the justice of love expressed through miracles. Friends, thank you for joining me on Turning Points and Transformations. Please come back for our next episode. Wishing you peace, joy, and bliss. Just one final thought to leave you with. Please check out my website, brianrice.org. That's BRYANRICE.org, where you can find information on how to buy and how to get your hands on some music that is encompass my journey, that has been a reflection of my journey, as well as meditations and affirmations set to music that are uplifting and meant to empower you. Thank you. May the divine bless you, uplift you, and keep you. Om. Shanti. Peace. Amen.
You have been listening to Turning Points and Transformations with Brian Rice. We hope you have enjoyed your program today. Together, let us help build the new humanity and seek to become one with the divine presence of all there is.